Blog Talk Radio.
That was Thankful For It All by Marvin Sapp. Amen. Good afternoon and welcome to the Word at Noon. Amen. So thankful for each and every one being able to join us this afternoon. I'm Pastor Bell filling in for Pastor Beasley. And we are thankful for another Thankful Thursday. The scripture I'd like to open with is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 19, reading from the King James. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Amen, amen. Praise God. So we're going to ask if Angeles Williams on the line, if she could lead us in prayer. Angeles Renee on the line, could she lead us in prayer?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you this afternoon, dear Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, thanking you for blessing us to see one more day. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we're going to take the time out to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. And dear Lord, we ask that you will be with Pastor Bale, Pastor Beasley, Evangelist Williams, as they teach the word. Let our ears be open. Let our minds be open to receive this word and understand it. Dear Lord, we just thank you for all your many, many blessings. You're awesome, God, and we love you. And I'll be so careful to give you all the glory and the praise forever and ever. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Renee, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. Like the song says, we're thankful. We're thankful for it all. We're thankful for life. We're thankful for our health. We thank God for every opportunity that he's given unto us, that we can share the word with others. Amen. 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 Well, this is Thankful Thursday. And as Pastor always says, you come with the scripture that you're thankful for. You can share it at this time. So we get into the lesson.
I am thankful for, by his stripes, I am healed.
Man.
By his stripes, I am healed. My infection has cleared up.
Praise God.
I thank God for that. I just thank him for all his many, many blessings. He's been a fence around me. I have a lot going on, but it's okay. God got me. He's going to see me through. And I believe it and I receive it. In Christ Jesus' name. He's an awesome God. All you got to do is believe. Believe. And I thank him. I just thank him for all his many blessings, from the biggest to the smallest. That's Pastor Bale. And enjoying the word at noon. I pray everybody else enjoys the word at noon. I just love it. I missed it because I was having to do IVs for the infection, and I missed, it seemed like I missed 2 weeks, but I'm back.
Amen.
I'm ready to get my meal. In Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to agree with you, Evangelist Renee. I thank God too. Amen. For his mighty word. Thanking God for the lessons that we receive during this time. You know, Pastor is a great teacher, and it's up to us to receive it. Ask God to open up our hearts and our minds so that we can receive that word as it comes forth, as he teaches that word. So I'm truly thankful for the word, because I could tell us in Hebrews 11:6, you know, it is impossible to please him without, I'm going to say, the word. Amen. Even though the scripture says faith, well, that's the word of God. So I'm so thankful for his word and thankful for the word, as Pastor teaches that word, he make it so plain that you can understand it. And that way you can, when you leave the word at noon, you can just feast on it throughout the day, all day. You could just think about the goodness of the Lord and think about the word and how that word impacts our lives, how the word, you know, pastor teaches and the minister, he's ministering to us. Amen. So I'm thankful, thankful for the word. Amen, God. Amen. Thankful Thursday, and I'm thankful for not only today, but every day. Amen. So we're truly thankful. So, you know, Pastor was teaching yesterday about the reconciliation. And we also, before I get started, we want to keep Minister Robinson in prayer. And we claiming total healing for him mentally, physically, and spiritually. We know God is healing him. Amen. And he, I'm sure when he's gets stronger, he'll give his testimony. But we're going to keep him lifted up in prayer and anyone else that stands in the need of prayer. Amen. Healing, deliverance, whatever it may be. So I just wanted to go over a few scriptures as we shared yesterday and throughout the, I'm going to say, part of last week as well. Because when it's talking about the epistles, and as I shared either yesterday or the day before, that the epistle in the Bible were written by apostles who were key Christians. So you see, they were Christian teachers. And it says, infused with the power of the Holy Ghost and inspired to tell people how they too can live, think, and also know that we are letters. Amen. The epistle can be very nutritioning to those who are willing, catch that, to those who are willing to accept their teaching. Paul wrote the epistles from the book of Romans to the book of Jude. And so you think about that. We are living epistles because we are receiving God's word and we are to share this word with others. On yesterday, Pastor had read Romans. Evangelists, Williams and I read Romans 3:21 through the old. Let's go there and read it. And I'm going to read it out of the King James. Also, the New Living Translation. So beginning with verse 21. But the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Let me read verse 24 again. Being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are passed through the forbearance of God. Wow. Verse 25 again. Whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. So this scripture is telling me right there, no more sin. We don't have to worry about that. That's done away with. And verse 26 says, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. That's verse 26. So it says, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. So first of all, you got to believe, amen, to receive his word as such. Now, from the New Living Translation, and the reason why I'm going to the New Living Translation, because it goes verse by verse, right along with the King James. So, verse 21 says, but now God has shown us a way to be made right with him. Can I say that again? But now God has shown us a way to be made right with him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We are, verse 22, we are made right with God by placing our faith, which is God's word, in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. Amen. That makes it pretty plain. Because here it lets know, it says everyone who believes, no matter who we are. That means no matter where our background is, no matter where we were born at, no matter who our parents are, doesn't matter. Because we believe. Amen. Everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet, catch this, Verse 24, yet God, with undeserved kindness. Let me say that again. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. Did y'all hear that? Yet God, with undeserved kindness, I mean, we didn't deserve it, but he shown kindness to us, in spite of what we used to be, in spite of how we used to live. So see, he's shown kindness toward us. Wow. Light bulb just went off. Thank God for his kindness. Goes on to say, declares that we are, see, we're righteous now. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. So we are set free. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're set free now. Amen. Verse 25 says, God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. Did you hear that? Let me go back. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right, thank the Lord, with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. So see, we've been made. Goes on to say, this sacrifice was shown that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past. Thank you, Lord. So see, we have no more sin problem. That is done away with. Thank be Jesus. He sacrificed his life, shedded his blood. So we have no more sin problem. Verse 26, for he was looking ahead, thank you, Lord, and included them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just. And he declares sinners to be right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. So see, if you believe in Jesus, you have been made right, put on his righteousness, because Jesus paid it all. He paid that price for us to be free. So I'm like Pastor now when he says, there's no more sin problem. It's done away with, thank God. And so since done away with, or he did away with sin, we're free. We're new. That's why 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 is so real to us, because we are new. Because that old way of living is done away with. It's a gift. It wasn't anything that we've done on our own. It's a gift. So we should tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You have set me free. Thank you, Lord. You have made Jesus to be sin for us, and so we are made righteous because Jesus paid the price. And so now it tells us here in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So see, that point that our pastor is trying to get in us day after day after day to let us know there's no more sin problem. So get off of that. Don't let nobody tell you you're still a sinner, because you are not. Jesus paid the price. So now we are his ambassadors. Thank God. So I'm going to go down here to verse 18. It says, all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen. Amen. So I looked up reconcile, and it means to restore. So we have been restored now. Now we can be united with Christ because of the reconciliation. Praise God. No more the same. That old way is done away with. We're new. And because we're new, verse 19 says, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not in putting their trespasses unto them. Did you hear that? He has not put trespasses anymore on us. It says, hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So we have been renewed. We have been restored. And I believe it was one of the days Pastor had gave us the illustration about a car. And here in Ohio, they have a car show every Monday. They have these old cars. They have restored them so that they look new now. Amen. They are new, but they have replaced everything in that car. The motor, the lights, the paint job, the seats. So they restored them. So now those cars are worth a lot of money. So those cars have been restored. So it is with us. We have been restored. God has given us newness. So here in the scripture, it lets us know. Hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now that we've been restored or reconciled, it says now, verse 20, then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Why? Verse 21 tells us, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made right, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Jesus. We all should be dancing around saying, thank you, Lord, because of what Jesus done for us. So reading verses 18 through 21 from the New Living Translation, it says, and all of this is a gift from God. What do we do when we receive a gift? We say thank you. Our mother taught us, if somebody gives you something, you say thank you. Amen. And here it is in the Word of God. And all this is a gift from God. Thank you, Lord. Who brought us back to himself through Christ. Amen. Here we are, reunited. Thank you, Lord. Reconnected. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. There that epistle is again, that letter. That you may be the only word of God who will see. So it's up to us as followers of Christ to share this word with others. God did not save us for us not to share this word with others. So important. People you meet, people you just passing by, people in your presence, people in your family, they need to know. It says, and God has given us the task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing? You don't have to worry about that. And he gives us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. So to be Christ's ambassadors is to be Christ's representative. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. And then verse 21 says, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins, so that we, listen up, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, 1 Peter, let's go there. 1 Peter 1 and verse 23, reading from the King James, it says, let me back up to 22. It says, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfringed love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Reading those verses 22 and 23, it says, from the New Living Translation that said, you were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now when it comes to obey, there was a time in my life that it, that word obey was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. But the more of God's word and the more that I study, yes, we have to obey. We have to be under submission so that God can use us, so that God will bless us when we obey his word, when we obey what the word of God is telling us to do. Then that way, we will be able to be under submission or obey our husband or obey our wife. So, when you go back to that, it says, you who were cleansed from your sin when you obey the truth. So now, you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Look each other deeply with all your heart. This is verse 23. It says, for you have been born again. Remember, I told you over there in 5, we have been born again. We're new now. So the scripture says, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Thank you, Lord. Your new life will last forever. Can I say that again? Your new life will last forever. Ever, because it comes from the eternal living word of God. Let me say that verse again, verse 23. For you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life, see, we have new life now, will last. Why? Because it comes from the eternal living word of God. So you see, God's word is living word. Thank God. Amen. And I just want to read that out of the Message Bible, if you will. 1 Peter 1:23 says, your new life, not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just a life conceived by God Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. Your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth, this is our new birth, comes from God's living word. And it said nothing about the word that was dead. It said living word. Then it says, just think, a life conceived by God Himself. Dear Lord, I used to sing this song, He looked beyond our thoughts and He see our need. What a blessing. So when we place ourselves where God wants us to be, we can say that, thank you, Lord, we're new. Amen. Well, praise God. I didn't realize the time, but I thank you for your patience, and thank you all for knowing and accepting that we are new in Christ now. It's good to say, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Just like Jeremiah 31:33, we are the living word. This is our new life, which comes from God. Amen. God bless you all. Be blessed, be safe. And we'll see everyone tomorrow for the word at noon. God bless.
God bless.